CliffCentral.com.
You made it to Friday, motherfuckers. Yes, we are here. We are live. It is all happening. CliffCentral.com. And the Gareth Cliff Show with you, C.S. Ungrainy, Leanne Moll.
Good morning.
Mbulelo Tinta, as well as Mfundo Tlatla, and all the support crew and staff that make the launch of this amazing spacecraft possible.
Mm-hmm. Including all of the braziers.
Yes, the many bras that have helped Leanne Moll.
I'm not wearing one now.
No, hey, listen, let's start off with a little bit of exciting news that Leanne Moll just got.
Woohoo!
Out of nowhere. It has
nothing to do with alcohol.
It has not. Although you were excited about that too, let's not downplay the importance of the alcohol. But here it is, a big announcement from Leanne Moll.
Yes, I am finally a cuz auntie.
You're a cuz auntie. Which means so your cousin just had a baby and you're like the aunt.
Yes, she's like my sister, so I'm really an auntie.
That's amazing.
That's Taryn, who we know because she's been on the show before.
Yeah, she's a
pediatric surgeon at Baragwanath.
Can you imagine delivering a baby for a pediatric surgeon? She's going to be like, no, do it this way, no, do it that way, no.
Imagine.
Give me some of that, no.
Gosh, I mean, I got a message at 2 a.m., which I obviously didn't see, to say she was going into labor. And 2 hours later, welcome to our world.
Is it a little girl, little boy?
Little boy, Jack.
Oh, yay.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. It's ridiculous.
That's very
cool.
What
a solid name.
And it's such a weird time for her. I didn't see her fully pregnant because obviously we're not visiting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see this little one for who knows how long. She's done this all by herself. She wasn't, there's no one allowed in the hospital at all. They had to go for regular COVID tests, her and her husband. Even private hospitals don't supply things like nappies and wipes and things like that.
Yeah.
They've got to bring all of their own. It's different times, man.
Holy hell.
If my voice sounds like this, it's because I have a hangover.
I love the disclaimer right up front.
Yeah, no, we mustn't not be allowed to drink and then allowed to drink all at once, you know? Yeah.
That's
you
very,
have a lot going
very,
on.
Very nice news for you, Ass. Excellent.
Very excited.
For the whole Lee Ass Moll family. And
what?
Lee Ass Hole family.
Well, Taryn does build holes, let's not forget.
Yes, you remember Taryn was the one who came in and told us how she rebuilt someone's asshole. So she really deserves.
She does it all the time, yeah.
She deserves happiness like this in her life for helping other people with their assholes all those years.
Leanne, please don't fall into the trap of having some fancy name that the baby refers to you as, because I see that's now a trend. And you know, like there are some middle-aged women who don't want to be referred to as granny anymore, so they want to be called a glammy. And I stopped my sister as well with her most recent baby. She goes, you know, let's just like think of something else apart from like uncle.
Oh,
like, what do you mean? I am the baby's uncle. That is all it's going to be. And then we had a sort of conversation. She's like, you know, the Japanese refer to uncles as shushu. We think like shushu works. Shushu sia. Let's just like go with shushu. I'm like, no.
Hang on a second. The scary thing about what you're talking about is that you didn't go along with this.
I don't like it.
I would have thought you'd be all into that. Because you're so like, you talk about how you've got a abuela.
Yeah, well, you know my Latino roots are a little different, Imagine in a few years' time, I'm going to pick up my niece at school and she goes, oh no, she's here to pick me up. I'm like, I sound like a pedophile.
You're the man who wants a face mask with your face.
Yeah.
So this isn't outside
you're a raving lunatic.
Your wheelhouse.
And you know what? I'm a human being. I'm allowed to flip-flop with my opinion.
Fair enough.
By the way, I love that expression. This is not in your wheelhouse. It's one of my favorite. Because, I mean, like, it's so old school. Like, you have to have a wheelhouse with different wheels in it for your carriage.
but it is so sanctimonious at the same time.
No, I love it. This is not in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You want to go back to way back when.
So well done, S. This is very exciting for you and your family. And for all I know, like, you guys need some good news. Just unmute yourself, you stupid cow.
I'm such an idiot.
No, this is the second time, you know,
Seriously, you and your family have had such a shitty reign of luck over the last while. I know Taryn did too. So, I mean, I'm actually genuinely excited for her and for you.
Oh, and it's a big deal as well, because if you think about it, I'm the oldest, then my brother. Neither of us have had kids.
You're both barren.
We're both barren. And then it's Taryn.
Taryn, who's not barren.
Unbarren Taryn.
Please toast her. Because if you toast her to unbarren Taryn, I will laugh a lot in my absence from the excitement of this.
But yes. I'll do so. So it's the first person who's bred out of all of us.
I know, but also it's like really appropriate in some ways, because Taryn is such a dedicated doctor. I know how much she takes her career seriously, and she's really justifiably proud of the things she's achieved. You know, for someone so young to have done the things that she's done, and she really is one of the smartest people.
Yeah.
And to have to give birth during a time of coronavirus is just, it just almost is appropriate for her, because
nothing simple. You know?
Yeah, but also life has been so tied up in medicine for her. So it seems sensible. That, like, anyway, was the husband allowed to be there while she was giving birth?
Only just. I mean, initially he had to like drop off a bag at the door or something until he was screened. But no, there's a photograph of them together.
Nice.
With the little guy. So they're all together and happy and as a family. Well, and she looks amazing. I mean, she did a natural birth. So I don't know how she doesn't look like she's half dead. But...
Well, she's been watching other people giving birth. She's learned all the tips and tricks. In fact, she's the one they rely on when they're having children.
So. And I'll never forget when before she was even nearly as qualified as she is now.
Yes.
I think she was like an intern. And it's, although an intern is a different thing when it comes to medicine. But anyway, she was left alone in a room with a woman who was in labor, and the woman started giving birth, and she'd never delivered a baby before.
Oh, yeah,
right. So to think of how far she's come when she delivered that baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's happy news for a Friday. Yeah. Yes. You know what? We all need a little bit of happy news here and there, and I'm just delighted. So,
the great part, by the way, is that those genes are being passed on. The fact that a surgeon had a baby is great news, and she's not some actress or Kim Kardashian having a baby. So it is awesome.
Yeah. So in other words, better her than me.
Well,
I didn't say that.
We're doing a series finale of Blind History. Today we're recording the last episode, and it's actually on the three great composers, Bach and Beethoven and Mozart, right? And amazingly, I mean, those three are probably the three greatest names in classical music.
Yeah.
But because what Bulelo is saying largely held true in those days. It was the opposite. Like, the smartest people in the world had these miserable lives. They never earned money. Those three were indisputably genius people. But because they were in music, no one was prepared to give them a lifelong income. They couldn't earn money from their craft. I mean, I was reading about them late into the night last night doing research, and they all had pretty miserable existences. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You think about now that we pay people for their skills. We pay people for their creative output, their artistic ability. In some ways, that's a really good thing. Except when you think about the Kardashians again. There's an exception to everything.
They have given up their lives for the public.
Hang on. Sia didn't tell us, or else he's lost interest in the Kardashians. But I heard from someone who pays attention to these things that there is a new Kardashian. And you didn't tell us about this. Like,
we don't know about that.
Which new Kardashian?
We know that.
I never remember. It's Kendall and who's the other?
Kylie.
Kylie. One of them has a twin who's been out of the public.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. and they've launched a pay-per-view TV channel for this person. It's a guy.
No, you're lying.
Look it up. He's got a pedophile mustache and everything. I think it's also bullshit from what I can deduce.
So it's a boy Kardashian.
Yeah.
No. All that comes.
I actually don't even know what to Google.
No, I'm not even going to warrant it with a Google. It's too crazy. All that came from the Kardashian camp most recently is the fact that Forbes magazine has spoken out and said that actually Kylie Jenner isn't a billionaire because after thorough investigation, it turns out that the Kardashian camp could have released some fraudulent tax returns and submitted other documents that weren't exactly factual. So she's like worth $900 million, not a billion, but anyway.
Yeah, look up Kirby Jenner, K-I-R-B-Y. I think it's like made up for a TV show. It's like a...
It could be like any other kid who was claiming to be a Michael Jackson's kid.
No, but this they've made a whole show around it and everything. So I think it's just a... It's pure...
Yeah, so it says...
It's for entertainment.
A performance artist and internet celebrity who rose to popularity for his Instagram account where he poses as Kendall Jenner's fraternal twin. Mm-hmm. He's received nominations for the Webby and Shorty Awards on his social humor, best photography and parody accounts.
And that's all we need to say about it.
Oh, that's funny.
At least it's there.
Yeah, when you said New Kardashian, I was like, well, what's the... Oh, I forgot her name now.
Come on, guys.
Start with a K. It's coming from me.
Do you know Mbulelo didn't know that up until, I think, 3 weeks ago? He did not know that all of the Kardashians have names that start with a K. He wrote Chloe Perish the Thought with a
with
C.
With a C.
Oh.
But Caitlyn's a C.
Yeah, see? She's not a true Kardashian, that one.
I know that.
We're not going to talk about her.
Yeah.
I'm choking up.
Well, Chloe's had, it looks like massive plastic surgery.
Come back in a moment.
She got looks amazing, but she doesn't actually have it.
See, what you guys started by mentioning the Kardashians, we can have a whole Kardashian hour.
No, we will not.
But, you know, Kanye.
Oh, Jesus.
Kanye Kardashian.
Oh, Jesus. Is he still campaigning for Donald Trump?
Well, he's been very quiet recently. He's the true billionaire in the family as it stands. Well, and yeah.
All right. We have to talk about a lot of other very important things this morning, believe it or not.
Real things.
So, ooh, like?
Where shall we begin? I feel exactly the opposite of what I felt on Wednesday morning when I was so miserable.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm.
Do you not feel like you have a pep in your step?
You know, sometimes you have to experience the lows to appreciate the highs.
Ooh.
And I'm feeling really optimistic, despite everything that's going on in the world right now, despite this ugly situation in America, which nobody on earth is pleased with. I don't think there's anyone who's watching this going, yeah, this is great. This makes me feel better about humanity. Despite coronavirus, which we're also kind of all sick of. And really, like, that whole thing has just been moved to second, even third place on the list of what people are talking about now, thank God. Because I told you that the last, when was it, 3 weeks ago or whatever, that I got together with some friends and we actually made a rule that we were not going to talk about coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And it made for much more pleasant conversation. So maybe we should start implementing it. No Corona Fridays. Like we do no politics on a Friday, we should do no Corona either. And you find you're talking about interesting things like, you know, new babies that are born into Leanne Moll's family or, you know, stuff that's really positive and uplifting. But I'm feeling like I've got an excess of happiness and positive energy at the moment. So let's hope that that lasts for many months to go.
It's very nice.
It is nice. And I know that doesn't help people who are still feeling shit because there are lots of people who don't necessarily have the same brain chemistry that they just snap back from crap like I do. And I feel for you. I really do because I have some very limited experience of how it feels to be down in the dumps. But thank God I just bounced. I mean, really, I don't hold grudges. For whatever it's worth, I'm out of there as quickly as I'm in.
You know, it could have set someone off on a whole dark path.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, there are people who... It's not just a little pity playlist like you had, Sia. It's like a deep, dark chasm. I actually got some emails from... This also helped, and I wasn't looking for attention. We talk about all kinds of things on the show. So when I mention stuff like how I felt the other day, I'm really not doing what a lot of people are when they do that, and that's crying out for attention. I just feel it's necessary to explain it because we've got 2 hours together every day. And if I don't explain, it's almost like our whole relationship's a sham.
Yes,
and I'm
it's
pretending.
Like you're lying to us.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to do that. Bulela, we did get lots of hate mail for you yesterday, but I see that the phone is disconnected again for a second time. So will you just try and reconnect that? We've got an actual old phone, believe it or not. It's got a rotary.
An instrument.
It's got a rotary dial on it.
It's connected to the wall.
And it doesn't ring like an electronic sound. It's got an actual bell on it that goes ling, 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 every time we get a WhatsApp or a message from you. So you can message us. And I don't know how it works, how Greg managed to integrate really old technology with like modern. But he's done it. I think it was just an experiment because he's a genius. Mm-hmm. Greg, he's a technical genius, right, Sia? You've seen him fix things and solder wires together and
absolutely.
Make this.
I just see sparks fly, and
that's how he made his baby, I believe.
Yeah, Greg put on a welding mask, and he made his
he
baby.
Fashioned a child.
He fashioned a telephone that we use, but sometimes it disconnects, and then Bulela has to kick it really hard, and then it goes, and then it starts again.
I miss those days when you would hit the TV or
when you
kick slam your
down
car
the,
and it
slam
would start
down
again.
The phone. Do you know how powerful a statement slamming down the phone is? You can't
so nice.
Do that anymore. Now you have to throw your very expensive piece of equipment against a wall and then you smash the screen. It costs you like eight grand.
It's like cutting off your nose.
Yeah.
I don't miss those days because I was on the lower end of it as the youngest at home.
Oh, let me tell you.
I had to be the one. I never sat on the couch because all of the older siblings would have that.
Shame.
I would sit on the floor, and whenever they were done watching something, like they're like, "See, I go and change the channel." And I'd have to scurry, push the button, go back. No,
see, you don't know how great it is to slam down the phone in someone's ear when you really,
and
really
could hear. They could hear that you were doing.
Yes, it was
very.
It's like storming out of a conversation.
But I know what it's like yet again, because I was the youngest, to have to go into my parents' bedroom and steal. We had a key for our landline.
Yeah.
There were those phones where you could actually knock and you couldn't make, I think, outgoing calls.
Yeah.
And my sisters would always say, "You have to go and take it because the parents will never suspect you." And so I'd have to go get the key for them, take it to my sisters. And then I'd have to wait on the side as they're talking to their boyfriend.
Oh,
I don't have to go and put it back. It's horrible. I don't like any of that.
Poor you, Sia. I understand. That's a horrible thing to happen to anyone.
Especially, so you guys can go out and slam
when you had four sisters.
Three.
You were the fourth, sorry. You had three sisters, and you were just thrown in there as like a decoy. No one ever cared for you, Sia.
No.
There we go. All right. All right, so what's everyone doing for their first weekend of freedom? But first, before we even get to that, plenty of emails asking, so how did it go on Monday, Leanne, with your reintroduction to wine? How was it in the queue with your mum? Did it all go according to plan?
Yes.
Wow, I realized that the whole country is not drinking wine. They're drinking beer and hardtack. Because the queues, and I'm going to mention names because
go
I have
ahead.
To.
Yeah.
The queues at Pick and Pay Liquor were tripled up.
Ooh.
And at if you went to any Woolworths for just wine, they were fine.
Just for the wine.
But just for the wine.
Yes.
They were absolutely fine. So people are obviously needing beer and hardtack. You know that yesterday, the queues were still tripled up at Pick and Pay Liquor. But we also need to remember that, for instance, today, tomorrow, and the next, you can't buy liquor.
Yes.
So I think there was a last-minute rush.
I hope next week everybody's got their liquor and they just calm down.
You know, the thing is, as well, people don't have money to just go and spend on bulk liquor. Mm. A lot of people still get paid per day for the job that they're doing or per week.
Yeah.
So there's that.
But for you, did you go with your mother? Did you actually
execute? No, so I didn't even have to.
That's awesome.
All the romanticism of queuing was thrown out the window. It was very easy.
Sorry, Leanne, that's kind of disappointing.
I'm still receiving deliveries to my gate of boxes of WAN.
WAN? From strangers?
No, not anymore. These are ones I paid for.
Wow, okay.
I do go and I do have to go and fetch some cigarettes from someone's gardener later today. But okay.
But you had a little. Did you have a little drink that night in celebration?
What are you talking about? I had breakfast rosé on Monday morning.
Jesus, well done.
And Leanne,
and any hangovers?
Today I have a hangover.
Oh, did you drink last night?
Yeah, it was like family night and all of that.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't had hangovers. No,
did you?
It's been okay.
You think you're out of practice because a lot of people who haven't had a drink in a while are going to find themselves much more susceptible to the effects of alcohol suddenly after a prolonged period of not being drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I was a cheap date in the beginning.
Mm.
I literally just needed a glass or two to get out, to have a buzz.
Yeah.
But my liver's back to normal now, so...
Oh, these are interesting times to be Leanne Moll.
No.
Yep. But it's not the same, though, drinking alone. Don't you miss the social aspect of it?
No, I'm the opposite.
Oh.
I'll rather drink alone than be with other people.
She's not a social drinker like me. I'm only a social drinker. Leanne is the opposite. She'll drink on her own. She's happier to do that.
Yeah, I'm happy to just chill with a glass, watching TV.
Anti-social drinker.
Scrolling through my social media. Yeah.
You know, we've been speaking a lot about gifts this week because of Sia's very bad behavior where he Googles the price of a gift after someone gives it to him. And it seems that according to at least one of our listeners... And by the way, Mbulelo, everything's working again, so you can relax if he's, you know, working hard in the background there trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the phones. It's all working properly. But someone got an ad served up to them just because they listened to our podcast, and they reckon that their phone is listening to the show because they got Carol Boy's advertising suddenly out of nowhere. They've never looked at it. Just because we were talking about it on the show...
Very possible.
Yeah, totally.
It's definitely happening.
Yeah. So here we are. This is interesting. Nikki says, you have to appreciate the lows before you can appreciate the highs. Gareth, that sounds like a Rumi quote. Are you wearing leggings? No, calm yourself.
Look, Gareth, when you mentioned that, I also did just instantly picture it in front of a photo of a sunset. Mm. And then in like... white cursive font.
Yes, let's put that up on my Instagram this morning.
You know I will, right?
By the way, I saw some very funny blackout versions. I saw one with Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, very faint in the background. You know, it's like a watermark under the blackout picture, which is hilarious. But here's one from Harsha who says, good morning. The 3 weeks into COVID-19, I stopped watching the news, stopped looking at the numbers and would update myself once a week only. Thank God you guys stopped talking about the Kardashians. Yes, Harsha, we're here for you. That's what we're doing. Have you noticed that all the satellites that are looking for intelligent life are pointing away from the Earth? That's a good point.
Who even thought about that?
Guy is listening very carefully this morning. He's definitely on the money. Remember when you guys mentioned lockdown babies... Well, now to tell everyone, here it's happening. See, this is the first lockdown baby.
Yeah.
We actually know that's from Renata. Morning, guys.
Well, it's not a lockdown baby per se, because it was conceived pre-lockdown.
Yeah, it was conceived last year, obviously, right? What's 9 months back from now? It should be like November last year, something like that.
September.
September, October, yeah.
August. Well, I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. 40, 45? 45. Morning, guys. Happy Friday. Just want to share that this weekend I'm going to a braai with friends. It's going to be the first time doing something fun since this damn lockdown started. Happy fucking Friday. And that is from Brains.
It is my birthday on Sunday.
I was going to bring it. Yes, I was going to.
It's my mom's and my birthday.
So what are we doing?
Well, we're having a braai. I haven't invited you yet, but you are.
You're not going to invite me.
No, wow. it's just family. And Shamu, we actually wanted the new little one to have been born on our birthday too. It would have been fun having three of us on one day.
That's called birthday greed.
Yeah.
It's enough that you and your mum share the birthday.
So we are having a braai, actually, which would be nice.
Very cool. All right. Well, you see, slowly we're coming out of hibernation. We're coming out of lockdown. People don't give a shit about the rules anymore, by the way. I mean, in some parts of South Africa, they've never given a shit about the rules, but no one cares. Honestly, you saw these protests all over the world this week. Don't tell me, because it's the same people who were at these protests who were telling us just 2 weeks before, we're going to be in lockdown forever. And you've got to avoid people and social distance. And
then
next thing they're like, oh, Black Lives Matter. And you're like, what about the coronavirus? They, Black Lives Matter. You're like, well, if you care so much about Black lives, why aren't you at home protecting yours? You're like, come on. Anyway, so here is an interesting thing. Someone's just sent me a screenshot of something we posted yesterday. It's Ruth. She says, well done on being top of the charts. Yeah, we were number 3 on the Apple podcast charts and number 1 and 4.
Sure.
1 and 4.
In the whole world.
Yeah. Well, I think in South Africa. I'm not sure. But on Spotify, we were number 1 and 4.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Halala, my friends. Tata, halala.
That makes me feel better.
Halala, SABC, halala.
Yes. How does that go again, that whole intro? That who was
it
that?
It was Saudi, right?
It was Saudi. I think it was Saudi. Yeah.
Halala, my friends. Tata, halala.
Yeah, we've got to give credit to everybody. That's how he does it.
The correct term is you have to observe protocol.
Yes.
Yeah. We must halala ourselves.
Yes, yes, brothers and sisters, stakeholders,
because and fellow constituents.
Because you are all, if this show does well, comrades, you are all stakeholders.
What happened to Saudi's political party?
Whatever
I think about it.
What happened to Saudi? Maybe he's died of coronavirus.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Well, you don't.
Let's not.
No one cares about
hot chocolate.
Who cares about him anymore? Sean says he loves drinking alone, just like Leanne. PS4 and beer makes him happy. Social drinking, as I'm planning on doing today, comes a distant second. Yeah.
Mm, oh, that's nice. We should drink alone together.
Yes.
No way.
What? Alistair says, great debate on the burning platform yesterday. Canton was so well prepared and had stats to back up every argument. He really brought a unique point of view to the debate. Yeah. Burning platform is getting very, very exciting. When Justice left, I was a bit worried about what was going to happen to that show. And it's actually developed a quality and a character all of its own now. I don't think there's any show like that in South Africa. And I really like it when it, and obviously you have your, you know, great days and you have good days, but yesterday was a great day. So if you haven't listened to it, go and listen to The Burning Platform.
It was a sparring of numbers. Sure. I liked it.
Yeah. And really two very smart people. I just had to mediate. I didn't even have to join in the conversation very much. Then there's Dr. Robin, who we know very well, on lockdown. Yes. Babies. She's starting to diagnose them. January is going to be hectic.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, with all the births. Happy birthday for Sunday, Leanne. At least you'll get to drink as much as you like. That's a message from Harsha this morning. And
thank you, Harsha.
Yes, and Adrian says, morning. Hope you're all having a good day. So, yes, there's lots of nice messages coming through. 079-748-2090. Do we want to get into some headlines?
Yeah, let's do it.
Just before we do, Timothy Maurice is going to join us later. I'm always excited to have Timothy on, and we had him on not so long ago. But whenever he comes, he brings such interesting observations about human behavior. It's his thing, right? I mean, this is what he studied. and the links between brain and brand, really. But in the case of what he wants to talk about today is essentially bots and fake news that is spreading on social media and taking advantage of emotionally vulnerable people. Emotionally vulnerable is something that I love that term because it describes so many people on social media. You know, the ones who are always reacting. There's always passion, anger, love, hate. People who are not thinking people, they're more feeling people. And neither is better, by the way. But Timothy is really worried because he said there are people spreading fake news on purpose and fake accounts. They're pretending to be people and they're making up stuff that gets...
What do they get out of it? I mean, is it like a thrill?
They can see that it's possible to start a fire. You can actually make other people react in a dumb way. And, you know, whoever's behind these accounts, and we'll find out from Timothy what he thinks later on, but there's a bot sentinel site that he's been tracking, and it helps you to work out what inauthentic activity is going on by accounts that are already active, and that will put out news about how someone, my friend, was just beaten by the cops in downtown LA, and like make up stories that then get everybody else fired up. And Timothy says this is very worrying because it does is
Gareth. What about the US election? I mean, we now see more evidence coming out, and this is where Hillary was really troublesome, and they believe she may have been the cause that
crooked,
it was decided.
Let's just be clear, crooked Hillary, right?
Excuse me, crooked Hillary. The insidious sort of actions of the Russian, insurgency created that sort of.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we've got to take seriously. So Timothy will join us later to talk about his observation of this and how it might help us to figure out what's actually going on as opposed to what we think is going on. Social media is not the truth. And Twitter is the worst because it's easy to create Twitter accounts and to buy followers. We know people who have done this. And then to make it look like a story is trending or that a story is true or that a story is actual news when it really isn't. So we've got to speak to Timothy about that later. In the meantime, let's get to some headlines. ENCA are reporting this morning that armed robbers dressed in PPE, we knew this was going to happen, hit KZN's Checkers. There was in Scottsville, in KwaZulu-Natal, a Checkers supermarket that was hit by these guys. They were dressed as health department officials, said they needed to inspect the premises.
Uh-oh.
On entering the office, they drew firearms and made off with an undisclosed amount of money.
Yeah, crime is on the rise, apparently, since the reopening of alcohol sales. And what's quite interesting,
isn't it more to do with the end of curfews? Because anyone who was found traveling around at night after 8 o'clock was, you know, you could have been arrested by the cops according to the regulations. Now,
I don't know if that was enforced everywhere.
Well, certainly it would have put a lot of criminals off because the chances of you being arrested if you were one of only 10 cars on the road.
Yeah, no, very true. Know.
And now they say that this is happening also because the masks, you can hide anyone behind a mask. So criminals are much more brazen. Spokesperson for the South African police, Jay Nike, said 4 men entered a store in the early hours of the morning and asked to see the manager. They were called Karen.
What?
No, I'm kidding. The men were escorted into the cash office where the manager was conducting his duties and the safe was open. It points to some sort of inside information in terms of the timing. Both the manager said the employee, manager and the employee were forced to lie down on the floor while they emptied the cash.
Oh, man.
Men fled the scene through the front entrance of the store. And he recommended, the police guy, Jay Nike, said, people must ask for an identification and be on guard. So just be aware that these criminals are around. They can now cover themselves with masks and PPE, personal protection equipment. And they're going to think of creative new ways to rob you.
I continue with this line. We need to move away from cash, especially on the African continent. Mm-hmm. Kenya's doing it. Tanzania's doing it. There's lots of options now.
Yeah.
Mobile money is here. Cash is crazy.
You are putting yourself in direct danger if you work with cash. A man has been left disabled after a suspected medication blunder. This is these things are rare, but when they happen, they're so upsetting. A young man has been left physically disabled after allegedly being prescribed the wrong medicine. His distraught parents are accusing a hospital in Vosloorus near Boksburg of negligence. They say their son's condition is getting much worse. Mashudu is his first name. The parents don't want his surname mentioned. He's been an epileptic since childhood.
Oh, that man.
Said that his health started to deteriorate last year when he was prescribed medication by doctors at the hospital in Vosloorus. The hospital says, according to their files, Mashudu hasn't been taking his medication for 3 months. And ENCA say that they've seen proof of his medication that was recently collected. The hospital also says that the parents filed a complaint with them. They should be contacted for a meeting, something that the family denies has happened. So obviously, you know, it's speculative at this point. We don't know the details, but that's something just kind of horrible to think about, that you could be prescribed the wrong medicine and could make your condition worse, not better. We go to doctors for exactly the opposite reason, and then sometimes they also get it wrong. It could be the hospital staff. It could be a pharmacist. You don't know. There's quite a lot that could have gone wrong.
Yeah, and that's why being so open about your medical history and what you are currently taking is so important. We don't realize what two wrong medications can do.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Leanne, you are very honest about your medical conditions when you talk to your doctor.
Yes.
Yes.
Including talking about that mole on your back.
Yes.
Mole.
The mother of a KwaZulu-Natal grade 1 pupil will remain behind bars until her next court appearance. Why? Because Fungai Nyamadzawo initially told the police 6-year-old Alexei had been kidnapped. You remember that story in the news last year or the year before where those people in Krugersdorp or something that made up a whole story about their kid being kidnapped?
Oh, yeah.
From the Bale Park, I think.
Yes, those parents were involved. This has just happened again. She's just appeared, the mum, in the Mhlali Magistrates Court on charges of kidnapping, defeating the ends of justice, and murder. Residents on the North Coast rallied around the family as news of the 6-year-old Alexia's kidnapping spread. Her mother told police she'd been snatched out of their car on Sunday. That is when the mother was taken into custody for further questioning. On Tuesday, after intense efforts by search and rescue teams, her body was found deep inside a sugarcane plantation. The state intends to prove that her killing was premeditated and that the mom might be the suspect.
Holy smokes.
Jesus.
That is wild.
Mm. What you see another inappropriate
No.
What are you laughing about? How can you laugh about that story, you sick son of a bitch? What
a child was buried
Sia,
in a sugarcane.
Sia, you are one sick puppy.
What is wrong with you?
No. Liambo, I hope that's juice that you're drinking. Leah just took a big swig from the largest glass I've ever seen.
Sia, I'm gonna make you switch off video. Because you laughed in the most inappropriate thing. We've just heard about this child who was found in a sugar. You disgust me.
I'll keep crying. No, there's going to be no one.
See, as that person who, in the middle of a movie, while the great big moment is coming where there's some either very sad or very happy scene, and Sia will be on his phone and he'll go, in the middle of everything.
Like, look at these cowboy boots I just got.
I feel like Leanne provokes me. She knows what gets me going, and she gave me a certain, this is not fair. I'm going to be quiet.
So, Sia, infanticide is hilarious, is it?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay. I will mute myself for the rest of the night.
But strippers are totally unacceptable.
All right,
so Leanne, just quickly, what is in that glass? Because it is quite enormous.
It's cordial. It's like... no sugar, Oros type stuff.
Oros.
Water.
Oros.
Yeah. Similar. I promise there's no alcohol in here. The only alcohol I have is red wine. So you'd know if it was in here.
It is a pretty huge glass. Is that a pint beer glass?
Like a Stein glass.
It's really
I'm
nice.
Not crazy.
It's like a Stein.
Yeah, that's Stein.
It's got a thin girth at the bottom, so it's nice to hold.
Not crazy.
Yeah,
it's actually the perfect girth at the bottom.
Oh, and thoughts and prayers to the family. I'm sorry.
Oh, you son of a bitch! You don't care. You just started laughing in the middle of the story.
Shame, man. Stop picking on him.
The NBA season, this is what Bulelo was talking about right at the start of the show. Disney World Resort is set to host the rest of the 2020 season. You want to take us through this? What does this mean?
Yeah, so because Disney is one of the partners, of course. They own ESPN. They own everything.
Disney owns you. You just don't know it.
So, yeah, they're going to finish off the season by coming back, and they're going to try and create sort of a biodome. So guys are going to stay at Disney World, finish the season off, no fans, play two games a day. They're going to do it like something they call March Madness, which is the college tournament, where they basically just play against each other in a rush tournament to get a champion, because they need to start next season stat. So that's going to be quite exciting. It's an interesting format. Mm. Very, very interesting format.
That's NBA. Actually smart, but I wonder what it's like for the players, because I assume you are now away from your family.
Yeah.
Your family can't be with you. But
I think the biggest problem is they're going to struggle to keep out the ladies who love to get with the NBA players. I don't know what they think these guys are, because they're just going to bring in thoughts on helicopters.
Thoughts.
And just helicopters just landing. Thought helicopters. I don't know how they're going to stop that.
Oh, that's great. Okay, yeah, so there we go. The thoughts. That's terrific. NBA thoughts. And then finally, some news from the UK. Madeleine McCann assumed dead by German prosecutors. You know, we were talking about how they found a 43-year-old German man who's being investigated in the Madeleine McCann story, which has obviously been going on since 2007. Mm. The suspect is known in German media as Christian B., is currently serving a prison sentence. He's believed to have been in the area where Madeleine, aged 3, was last seen on holiday in Portugal. The UK's Metropolitan Police said it had received more than 270 calls and emails since a new appeal for information was launched. And where were these people when we were asking about Madeleine McCann all those years ago? You people are fast asleep. Jesus. So Hans Christian Wolters from the Braunschweig Public Prosecutor's Office in Germany said in an update, "We're assuming the girl is dead. With the suspect, we are talking about a sexual predator who's already been convicted of crimes against girls, and he's already serving a long sentence." He said the suspect was regularly living in the Algarve between 1995 and 2007, had jobs in the area, including catering, but also committed burglaries in hotels and dealt drugs. So he sounds like an all-round good person.
Mm, nice guy. Mm.
You know, like so many people who go to jail and then are recidivist.
Oh, that's the word of the day.
A good word. I like that word. It means you commit crimes again after you've been in jail for other crimes. So
you used it yesterday, actually. I noted it.
Unrehabilitatable.
Habitual offender.
Correct.
It's been a good couple of days for word of the day here. Okay.
Big words.
I have. Okay.
Pouring out of
every, bunch of these.
Big words pouring out of every orifice. What are the words you have for this week, Sia?
Opprobrium.
Oh, opprobrium.
Okay. Nice. It's a good one.
Cogent.
Yes, nice.
What's a program?
It's that part between your asshole and your vagina.
No, it's not. Oh, gosh.
Also known as the gooch.
Yeah, thinking of what happens during natural birth.
Isn't it that part? Yeah, I'm sure the opprobrium is that little bit between the asshole and vagina.
No.
No.
No, the opprobrium, opprobrium is where there's upset. There's genuine annoyance at something. You irk someone.
Mm.
You create
criticism.
Yeah, that's correct. So you create upset. Yeah,
you piss them off.
You piss them off. Instead of saying, "Hey, you pissing me off, I'm gonna murder you," you go, "You have created rather a lot of opprobrium in me."
Oh yes.
I shall be forced to take some decisive and direct confrontational action.
Yes.
There we are. Okay, what else?
I have addled.
Addled is great.
Yes, that's nice.
Jesus. I have profligate.
Profligate is good, yeah?
Yeah.
And then recidivist.
Profligate means that you basically just waste money.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, if you're profligate, like SAA's board is profligate.
So in other words, when you're just pissing it away.
You are recklessly extravagant or wasteful. Yeah. Yeah, you're pissing it away. So you're pissed off, you're pissing it away, and you've just pissed.
Good couple of days to learn.
Well, obviously, this week is a particularly good time to be pissed, so all those derivatives come from that. All right, so there's the latest on Madeleine McCann. Not great news, obviously, but then her family, I think, have long ago given up. Did they? Or did
well,
they?
Well, remember, they were implicated for a long time, yes, and suspected.
They were. They were. People were very mean about them.
Shame. I mean, their lives
are you in the garden?
What? Yes, I am.
You're in the
Did
garden?
You hear a bird?
Yeah, you're having a cigarette.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Leanne smoking it up in her dressing gown in the garden at the moment. What a delightful sight. looking like a putzfrau.
Sex on legs, I tell you.
Yeah, if anyone walks past, you're definitely going to get some action.
Hubba, hubba.
Well, there's a dogger. Hello.
Oh.
Leanne, stop flashing people.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so there is something worrying. I said we wouldn't talk about coronavirus, but if you look at the graphs, and I know what's going to happen here, there's going to be a reflex reaction from governments, and they're going to think, oh, we've got to go back to lockdown, as if that's going to save anybody. But the reality is, and whether you like it or not, this is going to happen, right? So we've got a massive uptick in the number of confirmed cases and the number of active cases in South Africa now. It's updated as of the 4th of June. We're looking at 18,633 active cases and 40,792 confirmed cases. Deaths, 848. So we're rapidly approaching that number of 1,000.
Yeah, sure.
So you know what's going to happen is like everyone in government's going to panic and then they're going to try and bring back the lockdown, and that would be disastrous. And according to the latest news, government are also appealing that finding by the High Court in Gauteng that level 3 and 4 are unconstitutional and unlawful, which obviously government was always going to appeal. They've also looked to extend the period of national disaster. Which
we were talking about the NBA just now, and yes, they said, if we start this tournament, and somebody is found with coronavirus or a few people,
yes,
we cannot stop.
Yeah, the train
if
is.
If we start,
the train is leaving the station.
Exactly. So,
you can't go back on these things because it is a disaster to try and turn back the clock. All you're going to do is compound the problem at that point. So, Cyril has to know that he's already moving down the passage, and there's only one door, and it's at the end. And you can't turn around because the hounds are coming after you. That's the best way to look at it.
Yeah,
from a metaphorical point of view.
Yeah, it's not Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Sia, I want to talk about how you've become an 80-year-old, because you are the youngest here on the show, and we've always said that you're like 12, and you know you keep the rest of us young, but you're behaving like an 80-year-old because you're constantly drinking tea, you're sitting with shawls on and little blankets, and you're now living in your slippers. So actually, you've just and watching TV, right? You've just become an 80-year-old.
It was particularly when I caught myself yesterday. There were kids playing in the garden. You see, it really is bad. There were kids playing in the garden below me.
Hey, Nina.
And I got off the couch. And I really had to struggle to get off the couch because I then had to throw my blankets over my shoulder. I then had to carry my mug in the other hand. I had to drag my slippers onto the window. I pulled the curtain over and I looked at these kids and I was so annoyed. And I thought, wait, what is happening here? You are a grumpy old man. If I dared even screamed at them, I really would have been a full-blown senile member of the community.
Yeah, you're an old Ketla now.
I don't like this anymore. I don't. I need to.
I'm going to get you a nopkiri, and I'm going to get you like I'm going to get you some basutu blankets, so we don't just stick to one kind of tribe here.
And snafe
some zambak, yeah. Zambak as well. And we're gonna put you out there as the example of the man who turned 80 overnight.
So, before you all judge me, I'm already judging myself. I'm really aware of that. It's bad.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's winter comfort. Isn't it good?
Mm.
Just to snuggle up.
I feel so sorry for those parents who can't get rid of their kids yet, send them to school.
Oh, it's rough.
Those parents.
Yeah. What if they cancel it next week?
Well, knowing Angie and the readiness of the education, the miseducation department, that's likely. It's probably inevitable, you know? And then these parents are just desperate because also a lot of people are now back at work or they need a bit of time away from their kids because that's what's keeping them from work. You know, you can't be productive at home if you've got kids running around. It's impossible. I've seen it happen with my brother and his wife, and they try. But, you know, kids, especially the youngest one who's now just turned 4, pretty damn demanding.
And understandably so.
Hugely.
So.
But something else. Somebody said to me yesterday with a baby.
Yeah.
Is it's not just the sending kids back. Is for now, when mom and dad leave, he works, she works. The child is anxious to even be with the person who normally looks after them. So now that's a whole other world we wouldn't understand as single people.
Because the kid has now become used to having the parents around.
And obviously the tension that's existed. Children know what's going on.
Yeah, but they also become dependent again on the parents. And when the parents aren't there, then they feel like they've got loss, you know?
I hear you. I
didn't think of it that way.
Psychologists are going to have a field day with the kids who are in this generation.
Psychologists and in my favorite meme that I saw this week, history teachers. How are they going to teach the year 2020?
Kids, we're going to look at the year 2020 when humanity lost its collective mind.
There were talks of World War III. There was Kobe Bryant passing away. There's a virus. There's the lockdown. There's just a mess of a year.
It's a mess.
Sure. I've seen these
memes where aliens are gathering in a spaceship and they're like, oh, guys, July, we're next. Oh, I'm so nervous. It's like if the aliens landed now, it would be the appropriate time.
It really would. It would only make sense.
Yeah, people would go, oh, boy. Okay.
That's why Elon Musk left the planet.
Well, he didn't, but those other guys did on his
planet. He was in that rocket. He's gone back to his home planet.
So Leanne is going to tell us in the next hour why astronauts get nervous on the launch pad. She actually has the reasons.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot to be nervous about.
And we'll find out if human beings are naturally lazy. That's also exciting news that's coming up. Plus, we will check in with Timothy Maurice, who is an author and branding specialist and host of the Brain and Brand Show here on cliffcentral.com. We'll talk to him about what he's very concerned about, which has to do with bots and fake news and people who are being taken advantage of because they're emotionally vulnerable. All of that coming up next, right here on cliffcentral.com. It is 7 o'clock. Good morning. Cliffcentral.com.